decorated with paper flowers and garlands, shed a warmer, brighter light on the red faces of the guests in their best clothes. At the head of the centre table sat the bride and bridegroom, she in a white dress trimmed with stripes and bows of coloured ribbon, giving her the appearance of an iced cake all ready to be cut and served in neat little pieces to the bridegroom beside her, who wore a suit of white clothes much too large for him, and a white silk tie that rose halfway up his collar. Grouped about them, with a fine regard for dignity and precedence, sat their parents and relations. And perched on a stool at the bride's right hand, a little girl in a crumpled muslin dress with a wreath of forget-me-nots hanging over one ear. Everybody was laughing and talking, shaking hands, clinking glasses, stamping on the floor. A stench of beer and perspiration filled the air. Frau Breckenmacher, following her man down the room after greeting the bridal party, knew that she was going to enjoy herself. She seemed to fill out and become rosy and warm as she sniffed that familiar festive smell. Somebody pulled at her skirt and, looking down, she saw Frau Rupp, the butcher's wife, who pulled out an empty chair and begged her to sit down beside her. "Fritz will get you some beer," she said. "My dear, your skirt is open at the back. We could not help laughing as you walked up the..."